With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York at the Wall Street Journal. Stop me if you've heard this one. Amazon.com is entering another business, this time the mobile payment sector. It'll be going up against stiff competition. Apple. More on this in a moment. First, some top headlines. The markets were rallying Wednesday following a bruising two-day sell-off, which saw the Dow Jones Industrials lose more than 900 points. Tech shares, which have been among the hardest-hit stocks, led the way back. Check back at WSJ.com or WSJ Podcasts for the latest stock market updates. There's a sign that the economic growth we've been enjoying may slow in the fourth quarter. The Commerce Department said durable goods orders, products designed to last at least 3 years, such as computers and machinery, fell 4.4% from the prior month in October. That was the biggest monthly decline in new orders since July 2017, and it was much steeper than the 2.6% drop Wall Street analysts had expected. The Wall Street Journal says worries about a trade war, a drop in oil prices, and a stronger dollar that makes U.S.-made goods pricier for foreign buyers all appear to be offsetting tailwinds from last year's tax overhaul and strong corporate balance sheets. A jittery stock market appears to be dampening Americans' economic outlook heading into the peak of the holiday shopping season. The University of Michigan said its final consumer sentiment index for November was 97.5. The figure is still historically strong, but a drop from 98.6 in October and below what economists were expecting. The decline was led by a weaker view among wealthy Americans who've seen the value of their stock holdings decline. Sentiment readings fell sharply among the top third of income earners, but rose solidly among those with incomes in the bottom third. Still ahead, Amazon.com wants to put its digital wallet in stores. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Amazon.com is looking to get its digital wallet called Amazon Pay used in brick-and-mortar stores. It's a bid to challenge Apple, which has Apple Pay, in the mobile payments race. Amazon Pay is primarily used for online purchases. Joining us with more on this is Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. So, first of all, Anna Maria, what kinds of stores would Amazon Pay be used? Places like restaurants?
So, Amazon is looking at merchants that are not direct competitors at this point. That includes restaurants, gas stations. That is sort of a first area of focus for the company.
Isn't that going to be a problem for Amazon, as you just mentioned? Won't Amazon have trouble expanding into stores like this if, you know, the companies view Amazon as a direct threat?
That is a legitimate issue, and one that has been playing out also as the company has been getting more online merchants to add Amazon Pay to their checkouts. There is this concern among some merchants that having Amazon at checkout might lead to the consumer thinking, well, wait a minute, why don't I just go to Amazon to buy what I'm about to buy? So that is a legitimate issue and one that will play a significant role in deciding whether or not Amazon's efforts to expand pay to brick and mortar will be successful.
How exactly would Amazon Pay be used, or is this still being fleshed out? It's not known.
So it isn't clear how this would actually work. One scenario has been mentioned to us has been about when you're at checkout scanning some code, like maybe a QR type of code at the register that would essentially allow for your payment to go through linked to Amazon Pay. So that is not known yet.
Well, how are digital wallets used in general? In other words, what's the actual process for using it in a store?
I mean, essentially what this is about is you have a credit card or a debit card, and instead of pulling out that card to pay at the register, you link that card to a wallet, and you're paying with the wallet. So the wallet's often on your phone, right? So think about Apple Pay. You have your Apple phone in your hand. You're at the register in the store. And Apple Pay, you have uploaded your cards to that wallet, and then you're just paying by using Apple. So this whole effort around trying to get wallets to become popular and to be used by many consumers in the U.S., for the most part, that would still mean paying with accounts that are essentially linked to your debit or your credit cards. Now, there are other options as well, you know, linked to a checking account, for example, like PayPal. That's sort of the way that PayPal got started. credit being linked to consumers' checking accounts. So this is essentially another way to pay at the register, one that doesn't require pulling out a credit or a debit card. However, this mode of payment has been really slow to take off with consumers. So in the U.S., digital wallets accounted for less than 1% of all U.S. card transactions last year.
Which is probably one of the reasons that Amazon wants to get in the game right now, since, you know, the adoption still isn't that wide.
Yes, the adoption isn't that wide. There are more and more merchants that are accepting wallets at this point, but we haven't seen consumers make that switch yet. And one of the places that Amazon has been looking at is to Asia, where digital wallets and mobile payment apps like Alipay and WeChat Pay are commonly used. And sort of the thinking here at Amazon, as it's been explained to us by people familiar with the company's thinking, is that Amazon wants to try to get that U.S. market while the competition remains fairly minimal. So there are some projections out there that are being made by people in the payments industry that while consumer usage of digital wallets has been really slow in the U.S., this is the sort of thing that will become mainstream very suddenly. And once it does, the companies that are in this market, like they want to be in there already and have that share.
Wouldn't Amazon find it rather tough going against Apple Pay? What steps could Amazon conceivably take to make strides? Are there things that Amazon could do?
The one challenge that Amazon has that Apple doesn't really have is that Amazon is a competitor to many merchants. So the issue there is, how do you incentivize merchants to accept Amazon Pay? Now, some merchants that have already accepted Amazon Pay online, one merchant, for example, who I spoke with said to me that, the incentive for us was having this well-known name at checkout. This merchant is a startup, essentially, like gives us more credibility with consumers, and it allows for more transactions to occur, because the whole deal with wallets is that people's credit card information is stored on there. So whenever you go to checkout, you don't have to type in your payment information and go through that whole process. You just click on the tab and you're done. So some merchants see that as a way to just boost their sales. Now, as it pertains to the in-store, the brick and mortar incentives, some of the things that Amazon has been offering, some incentives such as lower payment processing fees or marketing services to entice merchants to accept this digital wallet, that has been something at play as well. So there are various incentives, some of which are sort of being actively offered by Amazon, and others that merchants sort of see as, well, wait a minute, maybe just in the way that wallets work, this could result in more sales for us.
There's also been talk about Amazon probably using the Amazon Pay at Whole Foods or...
Sure. So earlier in the year, we reported, and this was sort of the first sign of things, that with Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods, that Amazon was looking at Whole Foods as sort of that first entry point into adding Amazon Pay into the in-store shopping experience. And that beyond that, the company Amazon has been looking at adding Amazon Pay into brick and mortar stores that it is not affiliated with.
It could also use Alexa, I guess. Alexa, pay for gas or something like that.
Alexa has also been an area at Amazon that the company has been looking at to sort of embed itself more into payments, including into the in-store shopping experience. And one example, as you mentioned, would be consumers paying for gas basically by telling Alexa voice assistant, in the car to use Amazon Pay to pay for things. So broadly speaking, what's going on here, and we've been reporting on this over time this year, is that Amazon is looking at ways to become more ingrained into consumers' payments, financial lives, essentially, the way they pay for things on a day-to-day basis. And it is going beyond the world of Amazon, the Amazon ecosystem, in order to try to do that.
Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis joining us in the studio. Thanks, Anna Maria.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.